Okay, wow. Have you seen the Cisco news?
I have, yeah.
It's kind of crazy, right? I
Yeah.
mean, even I was surprised, and I follow this stuff pretty closely. They're shutting down their whole LoRaWAN device business.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't mean they're just like discontinuing a product or something. It's like they're completely backing away from the entire technology.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's what's so interesting about this. Cisco doesn't usually make these kind of sudden moves. They
Right.
tend to kind of stick with things for a while. So this is definitely noteworthy.
It's a big deal, for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, for anyone listening who is maybe not totally up on their like sensor network jargon, LoRaWAN, it's all about long range, low power connections. Like imagine you've
Right,
got
of course.
sensors spread out over like a huge farm or even a whole city, and you don't want to run wires everywhere. That's where LoRaWAN comes in.
Right. It's not just the range, though. It's the efficiency, too. I mean, these devices, they can send data over these long distances using barely any power. We're talking like years of battery life for some of these sensors.
Yeah, it's wild. Okay, so we're not talking your everyday Wi-Fi here. This is like the backbone of a lot of the Internet of Things stuff we keep hearing about.
Absolutely.
And Cisco just slammed on the brakes
They did.
hard. The article we're looking at from WebPro News, it lays it all out. January 1st, 2025. No more ordering this stuff directly from Cisco.
Yeah.
Shipments are done in April. Software support's gone in 2026. And by the end of that year, even security updates are history. It's like they're Thanos snapping their LoRaWAN division out of existence.
And what's really telling is that they're very clearly saying there's no replacement product. This isn't a, hey, we've got a newer, shinier model coming out soon situation.
Yeah.
This is a strategic exit.
Which kind of begs the question, why?
Yeah.
Is LoRaWAN on its way out? Are they secretly developing some kind of next generation tech that's going to make this look like dial-up? And what does it even mean for all the people who are already using this technology?
Those are the big questions, right? The article does mention Cisco's technology migration program,
Okay.
which seems to suggest the customers can trade in their LoRaWAN gear and get credit towards other Cisco products.
Interesting.
So it's possible that this is their way of subtly nudging their customers towards what they see as the future of this technology.
Okay, so maybe a clue there. It's like saying, we're not selling maps anymore, but we've got a great deal on compasses. What are they pointing towards? 5G? Something else entirely.
Well, Cisco has been putting a lot of resources into 5G and Wi-Fi 6, both of which are going to have a big impact on the Internet of Things. But they both address different needs. 5G, with all its speed and bandwidth, might be great for streaming high-definition video from security cameras across a city. But it's a bit like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut when you really just need to transmit a temperature reading from a sensor every hour or so. That's where LoRaWAN shines, and that's where things get a little puzzling. Why would they walk away from that?
So it's not as simple as saying new tech is always the answer because every technology has its own strengths.
Right, exactly.
What we need to figure out is why Cisco seems to think that those strengths that LoRaWAN has aren't going to be enough in the future. It's like they're saying, sure, knowing how to use a rotary phone is cool, but are you fluent in the language of the future? But what is that language?
And that's what we're going to try to unpack here. Cisco's move suggests they see a different path forward for the Internet of Things, and it might be one where LoRaWAN doesn't have a starring role, but what will take its place? That's got everyone talking.
Okay, so Cisco's placing their bets on something else, but there's another layer to this, right?
Right.
They mentioned this technology migration program in the announcement.
Right.
It sounds like they're offering customers like a trade-in deal. Like, give us your old LoRaWAN gear and we'll knock some money off the new stuff.
Exactly.
So that kind of makes you wonder, what is that new stuff? What has Cisco so convinced that it's the way to go that they're willing to just abandon LoRaWAN?
It's a good question. And it's not like them to leave this kind of gap in their offerings, right?
Right.
They're all about networking, so they must have something waiting in the wings.
Yeah. You mentioned 5G and Wi-Fi 6 earlier. Are those the likely candidates here?
They're definitely part of the conversation, but it's not quite so simple. Think about it this way, LoRaWAN. It's kind of like the reliable old postal service of the Internet of Things.
Okay. I can see that.
It's designed to send small messages, not very often over long distances, and it does that really well.
Well.
But then you've got 5G, which is like the supersonic jet of connectivity.
Okay.
Super fast, can handle tons of data, but it comes with a much higher cost and needs a lot more infrastructure in place.
So is Cisco saying that speed and data are everything now in the Internet of Things? Are we all going to be streaming 4K video from our smart toaster soon?
I don't think it's necessarily about replacing one with the other. It's more about understanding that the Internet of Things, it's not a one-size-fits-all
Mm-hmm.
situation.
No.
Different tools for different jobs.
Makes sense.
Cisco might be looking ahead and seeing a future where those really demanding applications, the ones that need that raw speed and power, they become more and more common.
So maybe they're focusing more on things like industrial applications. Instead of just checking the temperature in a field, it's about controlling a whole factory in real time.
Exactly. Things like autonomous vehicles or even remote surgery where any delay could be critical. Those applications, they need a very different network than what LoRaWAN was designed for.
Okay, so Cisco's taking the long view here. But what happens to everyone who's already invested in LoRaWAN for things like smart agriculture or city infrastructure? Those things aren't going away anytime soon.
You're right, that's the big question. Cisco's move has the potential to really shake things up in the industry. Companies that have put a lot of resources into LoRaWAN, especially if they're using Cisco's products, they might be feeling a little uncertain right now.
Yeah, did we back the wrong horse, basically?
Exactly. And even if the technology itself sticks around losing a big player like Cisco, it introduces a new level of risk.
For sure. So will other companies see this as an opportunity and try to fill that void? Or are we going to see the market shrink down to just a few big players?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Cisco leaving opens up a big space for other companies, big and small. We might see some of the existing players expand their LoRaWAN offerings. Or maybe a new company will come out of nowhere with a completely new approach.
It's like someone just fired the starting pistol on a tech race. And we're all standing at the finish line trying to guess who's going to be holding the trophy when the dust settles.
Exciting and a little nerve-wracking all at the same time.
Definitely. And I think that's why this is such a big deal. It's not just about Cisco or even just about LoRaWAN. It's about understanding the forces that are shaping the future of technology and being ready for anything.
So I guess the big question is, what happens now? Cisco's dropping LoRaWAN, and it feels like that first domino wobbling before it takes everything else down with it.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
What does this mean for the average person, even if they're not like building out IoT networks for a living?
I think you're right. It really drives home the point that in tech, there's no such thing as future-proof. It's more like future-resistant until something better comes along.
For a while, right? Exactly. And I think the real takeaway here is adaptability. You can't get so attached to one technology that you miss out on what's next.
It's like clinging to your old flip phone when everyone else is out there rocking holographic displays.
Exactly.
But how do you even know what to pay attention to when things are changing so fast?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I think it's about always being willing to learn. Never stop asking questions, and don't be afraid to really dive into something new.
This might sound weird, but do you think this could be a good thing in a way?
Oh, how do you mean?
Like Cisco leaving the space, it leaves a big opening, right? So does that mean someone else steps in, a current player maybe, and becomes the new LoRaWAN leader? Or is this a chance for some startup we've never even heard of to come in and shake things up?
Absolutely. It throws a whole new level of uncertainty into the mix. Like someone just hit the reset button and now we all get to watch and see who comes out on top.
It's kind of exciting.
Oh, for sure.
A little unpredictable, which I guess can be a good or bad thing depending on how you look at it.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered all the bases here. The big takeaway is that the world of tech never sits still, and even the big players can stumble sometimes.
Absolutely. It reminds us that we should all try to stay informed, be ready to adapt, and maybe even get comfortable with a little bit of the unknown.
I like that. And on that note, if you're as fascinated by this whole thing as we are, you can find a link to the full article from WebPro News in the show notes. Plus, we've got some extra reading for you on where the Internet of Things stands today. It's a fascinating world out there, folks. Stay curious. We'll catch you next time.